Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Hi.
Hi, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Luke Greiner. He is an analyst for Central and Southwest Minnesota with the Department of Employment and Economic Development, or DEED. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
It's great to have you along. I was reading a couple of the more recent papers that you've put out out of your office there regarding employment, and it's kind of based on the stuff I'm reading, maybe a little bit of an employee's market or a prospective employee's market.
Absolutely. You know, with the declining unemployment rates and you know, increased job vacancies, you know, we're really dealing with some opportunities and probably the best job market for a job seeker probably in any of our lifetime, and that is something pretty unique.
And you also had some pieces about the level of education necessary to score a pretty good paying job, and it was kind of surprising to me. I mean, the four-year college degree is not necessary.
Yeah, and I would never tell somebody that education or higher education is a waste of time or money. It's phenomenal, but it's not necessarily required, and I think that point of view is maybe missing from a lot of students and parents that are guiding them.
Give us a little thumbnail sketch of some of the opportunities that are out there that don't require so much education.
Yeah, so that to me is like a perfect dialogue, because I think a lot of people assume that it's, you know, the opportunities are to be a welder, and, you know, to be a welder, you don't need to go to college. There are college programs that offer it, but that's kind of like one of the first jobs that come to mind. And in reality, these occupations are spread throughout many different industries and a lot of different occupational groups. So, you know, just to name a few off, transportation inspectors, elevator installers and repairs, you know, power plant operators, hearing aid specialists, loan officers, supervisors. You know, there's a fair amount of supervisory jobs, you know, particularly supervisors for retail sales worker, non-retail sales, supervisors in construction, structural and iron steel workers, things like that. You know, so it kind of runs the gamut of these occupations. All the ones that I listed off have a median wage in Minnesota over $65,000 a year.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Over 70, yeah.
Yeah, you can do these without having to get the four-year college degree with all the debt and everything that comes with it.
Yeah, those ones actually typically just require a high school diploma or GED. And obviously, if you know, there are programs for those, and it could certainly increase your chances of landing a job. But that's the thing, you know, when we talk about all these jobs that we have that don't require higher education, they're not all bad, low-paying jobs with no career progression. Like, a lot of these are fantastic jobs with excellent progression and kind of career trajectories.
Hey, thanks, Luke. It's great having you on the show.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Luke Greiner is an analyst for the Southwest and Central Minnesota regions for the Department of Employment and Economic Development, or DEED. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.